Games Workshop's basement. By John Bell. Danny McDevitt. Always ruining all heffling. I'm Dickie, and it's Grim After Dark.
Sunglassing up this week because we're stars. Not really. Hey, welcome to Grim After Dark, Warhammer's only late night show for some reason. My name is John, and I'm here to misinform and entertain as we talk about the goings on over the last week in the world of Games Workshop. This week, we desperately tried to avoid talking about female custodians and all of our sections merged together as I forget to do all of the pre-work in this final soul-crushing week of my coursework exploding over the time that I meant to do the show in. But before we go on, let's meet the team who make it possible. First up is a co-host with the co-most, all the way from Moscow, Idaho. He puts a T into RTT and lots of other nice things. It's Danny McDevitt.
You know, I don't like T, John.
I'm going to have to think of a new thing because you're not going to be from Moscow, Idaho soon.
You can mispronounce Anchorage somehow. I don't know. Maybe.
But then that's me.
I'm Anchorage. Of
me. It feels wrong. Anyway, joining as well, he's the beautiful face of everything square-based, a fantasy enthusiast and a 40K denier. He's a terror of Toronto, a blank space where Val Heffelfinger should be.
What's with the face? What's going on?
Are you okay? I feel very cold and hot at the same time. And not sure if I'm going to barf or crap my pants. But either way, that's how I think our audience usually feels. So I'm just sort of, just the fourth wall is down.
They're pretty sure they're just going to turn it off. He's the man. Well, let's bring in our last person here, even though he rudely interrupted our introduction. What? Dickie, we never interrupt the introduction. Usual. It's always flawless.
Week. The giant yawn while the intro was going on didn't ruin it? Huh? Yeah, anyway.
I don't think that was me.
He's the man behind the Iron Curtain of Canada. He's a Canuck with a Took, the Canadian coach and American sympathizer. It's Tech Priest Dickie.
Hello.
Canuck with a Took?
Yeah. Oh. You can say that because no one can see him, so he can't prove me wrong. That's all you got for me?
It's going to be a lot of pain.
Make sure you turn off your microphone if you have an emergency. That's probably like number one, I think.
Just do the show like this the whole time.
Just add some words around him, Dickie. Have like Valcam.
Oh, man.
Well, might be dropping out halfway through, but let's see how much we can get him through before he has to evacuate the show in his bowels.
Virtually no difference between those things.
Structurally, they're the same. They're very loose. Yeah. Most people don't like it, but it just happens on a regular basis. But this week, we have a comment of the week. And then I was going to say, I'm going to take a drink every time something remotely mentioning female custodians comes up. Thankfully, our viewers are normal and don't fill our comment section with comments about female custodians. Shit, it's a comment about female custodians.
Oh, man.
So, person here. Again, we'll talk about why I dislike this sort of take afterwards here. It says, granted, some of the responses might have been spicy, but I think the general upset is the D insert. I mean, maybe. Saying it's just nerds who hate women is a poor straw man when most of the people being upset by this can point to the similarities and what happened in movies and what's been going on in video PC games for the last months. I'm not going to prophesize the outcome, but don't be surprised if media starts having headlines about too many white men tabletop miniature gaming. Guys, is this a prophetic statement about future content where we, a group of four white men, can complain about too many white men in Warhammer?
I know that I definitely complain about white men an awful lot.
I just...
take some of that Patreon money and hire a woman for the show.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, let's not get crazy here.
I think the most tone deaf and inaccurate thing about this comment is that the media might have headlines about tabletop miniature wargaming.
Yeah.
That seems to be the most far-fetched concept in this whole thing.
It's fair. But to be fair, we could hire a female Val replacement for 8/10 of the cost of Val.
So you did there.
Yeah, it's good. Danny.
Yeah.
He mentions here what's happened in movies, but most importantly, what has been going on in video PC gaming for the last months?
What? I mean, people have been playing Helldivers 2, John. Pretty sure that's all anybody's been playing.
Oh, God.
I've been watching videos of people playing Manor Lords.
Oh, yeah?
It's been... Sorry, what?
Manor Lords? What?
I think that's just a special website you got to pay them every month to join.
Is it Manor Lords? Isn't it Manor Lords? Lords of the Manor?
Isn't it?
It's like a medieval city builder that's got 2.5 million. Lords?
Isn't it a sequel?
No, Banner Lords. Banner Lords is a game that exists already.
Yeah,
this is another. Made up.
This is Manor Lords. Is this like
Manor Lords? Manor, like King Manor. I have a manor, man of the manor. You know.
No. We got some good suggestions, by the way, about Danny's new intro in a month's time when he'll be back up in the great state of Alaska. Our good friend Josh Neal, what's up, buddy? Just a reminder, a week on Saturday, your house sitting. Says, he's a rules lawyer, which is a pretty good one.
Yeah, okay.
And then someone else, Sherman, says, he puts the rage in anchor rage.
I like that one.
I like that one.
That's a good one.
It's mm-hmm. good.
Write that
he edited this part of the show out, so it looks like it was my idea. And then he can be found chasing ambulances down the street of Anchorage. It's our resident attorney, Danny McDevitt. But I think if we call him our resident attorney, we have to pay him, which I'm not willing to do.
Yeah, and I'm not your attorney. As I've told you over and over again, if I
keep on asking you. Eventually, you're written just
correspondence and verbally. Yeah, but like honestly, I'm not chasing anything. Let's be real; everybody knows that I'm not going to chase. Yeah, no.
Okay. Who would?
Right. But if you do see an early 2000s Toyota Camry behind your ambulance. Could be him.
Make you some business cards and you're going to be like, I don't do that kind of lawyer. Doesn't matter. The billboard in Oklahoma says you do.
Doesn't get out of the car at the hospital. He just yells from the window of his car.
No, I fake people out, Val. People think that there's a woman driving my car because I drive a Subaru Forester. So if I don't have a beard, people just, you know, they make some assumptions about me.
Maybe you just are a beard. That's fine.
Yeah. Hey, look. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. No shame in that.
He gets to drive a Forester.
Right. And you know, the Forester, lots of headroom, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I need.
Yeah.
Oh, how are you doing over there, Val?
What? What?
How you doing over there?
It's sweating buckets.
Ah. Guys, this is what happens when you have diversity and inclusivity in Warhammer. It makes Val physically ill.
Fucking hot seat. The hot seat here. It's a hot seat.
Oh, fantastic. The really important question is whose cursor is that that's over his face? Because it's like, it's cracking me up.
Clearly, John, I would have to assume.
I don't have that level of control. I can just control the cursor.
There
it is. Okay. Yeah.
It's like little gnats. We're off to a great start here.
Yeah. It's a great show.
That's the important thing to remember. And like I said, free Radio Armageddon on here in the comments saying, damn, so there goes my plan to get rich by suing John. Free Radio Armageddon. I'm about to graduate at 40 with an English degree. So I can continue my job in data validation. I don't know what you expect to get out of suing me. It's really not much.
Not a lot.
I hope that the data's in English. That would at least be helpful.
That would be. And luckily the software used translates when I talk to Italy and they don't listen to me. But hey, we're not here to complain about my work issues.
Italians?
Well, we're here to complain about Italian sometimes, because come on, it's just kind of a given. I'm going to say it's time for State of Play, but again, bear in mind, everything this week is just like Val's bowels, just an amalgamation of shit that's just very painful to go through.
Very compacted.
Nikki, that was a fire cut. That was like the perfect time to cut me off.
I was waiting for you to...
No notes. No notes.
Zero notes.
So welcome to State of Play, where we attempt to take a lighthearted look at what's been going on in the Warhammer community. And then the last week, please God, stop talking about custodies. Do you know how much harder it is to construct this show when everywhere I look, people are still complaining about custodies? So I've tried very hard, and it would be very lazy of me to just go back to custodies and female custody talk. So I'm going to do that a little bit. Not a huge amount.
Okay.
But we're going to go through some...
The living hell. Living hell. This is it. This is what it all comes down to. This is how I end. This is how I die.
But mainly
listening to a grown man read me comments from the internet about grown men having a problem with lady custodies.
Why are you gaslighting our entire listener base and audience? That's literally what they do week in, week out.
This is literally the entirety of the show.
That's the show. That's all we do. But it's not a lot. I have two or three. Not quite as crazy as it was last week. But they are, unlike last week, totally reasonable. Totally reasonable internet reaction. That's not hyperbole this time. It's actual truth. This first one here by Grums.
Oh my God. His
response to it was, the mask slipped. They want you dead. No, I'm not exaggerating.
What? I like
this. That. I'm sorry.
I like the quote tweet, which is, this is about Warhammer 40K.
So this was a Grum's response to this. Are any of you familiar with Grum's, by the way?
No.
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 I think I'm classifying him as an engagement whore, which people on Twitter is. This is Mark Kern, a former team lead for World of Warcraft, producer in Diablo 2, StarCraft, Chrono Trigger.
This is a notable person?
Yeah, ever since, though, he's just kind of devolved into rallying against inclusivity. But, Danny... Oh,
blue check.
Yep, that's how you know. Danny Valdicki, Games Workshop wants us dead. How are they going to do it? With Val, it looks like food poisoning, but I'm not a doctor.
All right. So I think Games Workshop is going to utilize some method that's going to save them as much money as possible. So I'm thinking some kind of reusing of sprues in creative ways to kill people, like maybe grinding them up into sharp bits and putting them in people's food.
Now that you've said reusing things to do it as cheaply as possible, what it's going to be, GW is going to kill us all. Or they're going to use a 1993 Ford Tempo that belongs to the son of one of the owners. And they're just going to go to tournament halls for the events they're running. Just drive that sucker right on through there. Hit as many people as possible. Or at least kind of break and be like, hey, what's your thoughts on women? And they'd be like, scared of them. Don't like him. And then he gets run over.
Yep.
And that's what's going to happen.
It's the Tank Shock Initiative, John.
Well, it's just one other horrible nightmare vision that I'll have when I'm at tournaments in the United States. Thank you for that, John.
That Mike Brandt will go show up in a 1993 Ford Tempo and try and run you over if you don't have views of positive. It's just, you know, he has this thing where, guys, if you haven't been to an official GW tournament or kind of Nova, Mike Brandt does a thing at the start, or even towards the end of the events, be like, hey, before we start, look around, you're all losers. And it's meant to be a nice way to make everyone feel better about competing, but really it's just calling everyone a loser.
Yeah, no, really, that's exactly what he's doing. Also, like
you understand
also, does that Mike Brandt drive his own car?
Well, he has to, because this cost-saving measure is to murder everyone. Where now he's going to just show up at tournament, honk the little horn that doesn't quite work because it's a really old car.
And he strikes me as the passenger of a Subaru Forester.
Not in mine, I'll tell you.
It's like,
hey. I'd make him roll down the windows. He wouldn't be able to smell his own farts and he'd be mad. And
hey, just so everybody knows, before we get started, we're all roadkill. And that's how the tournament's out. Oh, fantastic. As a little bit of a palate cleanser, because it's not just been all terrible discussions about female custodies. This was one of my favorite responses to it entirely.
But mostly it's been that.
It's mostly been that. As you have no idea how hard I had to act. Usually putting the show together, I just sit on my couch like Saturday, Sunday, scroll through Reddit, Twitter, kind of Facebook, kind of get some stuff out of that. This week, it took me so long to find anything that wasn't just making fun of the fact that something's always been lower custodies. But Danny, what are we looking at here?
So we're looking at what is a meme, John. And this is
refresh.
This something is very popularized in internet culture to make a joke about a concept, usually by taking a scene from a movie or some other visual performance, taking it out of context.
Impact font.
To their new thing. Yeah, of course, right?
Impact font.
So here we have two stills from the movie, the 2001 movie Anchorman.
It's real fresh.
Was it 2001?
What's that?
I have no 2001? Idea. I just made that up. Yeah, I think it
might Anchorman be right around there, yeah.
But it's pretty close. Might be 2002. So, all right. So the 2002 movie Anchorman. Here we have Steve Carell.
Shit, it was 2004.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
wow. Okay. Well, 3 years off, man.
Close.
It's a big deal, though.
And Paul Rudd. Am I right there? I believe that's the other character that's portrayed.
Yep.
Anyway, these two people are having a conversation. It's titled, People Complain About Female Custodes Be Like. And Steve Carell says, I read somewhere that their periods attract bears. Bears can smell the menstruation. Meanwhile, in the next scene, it says, well, that's just great. You hear that? GW bears. Now you're putting the whole fandom in jeopardy.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. I that like reading the words as they're presented as well. That's one of my favorite gimmicks.
I liked where it was the joke from that movie, but it was different words.
But it was about this, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
It's good. I'm really, really excited now to be aware now that we're flying under the radar a little bit at an official GW tournament. Not only is it Mike Brandt in a 1993 Ford Tempo,
but he's menstruating. Bears. Oh no, but also bears. Also bears. Guy, I get it.
And the bears will ruin the fandom. That's a joke there. I mean, it's multi-layered.
It's so layered. It's so good. There's no way.
This
joke
is Ursine.
Nice.
Nice.
He just drops and leaves the joke.
This one here.
He's about to drop.
he doesn't voice
fantastic for so many reasons. It's a picture of, I believe, someone commissioned himself to be a space wolf, painted. And it says, we have the codices. We have the rule books. We have the models. We have the terrain. All we need are the spaces, and a lot of people have that at their houses.
I like that this immediately implies this man does not have a house.
Yeah. He does not have a space to play it, is he?
We don't need Games Workshop to keep playing 40K, which except honestly, fantastic slogan. Sign me up. I don't want you to play anymore either, so it works for everyone. But then it's the comment above it says no retreat, no surrender, when legitimately stopping interacting with them at any level is sort of a retreat and surrender, wouldn't you say?
You stop that sentence confusingly at the wrong point, because it actually says no retreat, no surrender, brothers and sisters.
With a saluting emoji.
If you've been noticing a lot, they'll add sisters and things to make their tweets seem more inclusive while they rail against scary women being involved in the game now. Yeah, and much in the same way that I yell out for Henry Cavill, like, he's not going to respond. Doesn't matter how many times I put his name down, he's not going to be a part of my life. Who knows?
No, hey, don't count yourself out, John. Yeah, you're a pretty good looking guy.
We don't even know if he's cool.
Yeah,
I mean, does anyone actually hang out with him?
Plays 40K, he's got to be kind of a dick.
He might be.
Probably.
You don't know.
Prerequisite.
All the 40K players I know are.
He works out a lot. Not
good 40K players.
Oh, that's Radio Armageddon in the chat again here saying it wasn't a surrender or a retreat. It was a tactical withdrawal. Oh, beautiful. And then my favorite, other favorite response to this, I'm trying to like sandwich good and bad, was this one here. This comment on Twitter, no blue check mark, so I don't know what that tells you about it. But it says, the Warhammer community, where you create armies of dolls based on fanfic lore and then paint them by following makeup tutorials, is a very conceptually funny place to exclude women from.
That is really good.
In general, you know, it's a crafting hobby. Like, it doesn't, you know.
I mean, I definitely buy stuff at Michael's. Like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I don't.
Fucking online 50% off coupon? Who doesn't buy stuff at Michael's?
When do you think I buy my airbrush, baby?
You know?
My dry brush is a makeup brush from Target. Because makeup, like big makeup brushes are the best large-scale dry brushes.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's been a hot tip since at least the time that Anchorman came out.
But for me, not so much. Who knows? Val, I'm really happy you made it to this point of the show without having to emergency exit, because this next thing I found, it started to do with Lady Custodes, but the more I went down the comment thread, it actually turned into something pretty cool. So I cut out all of that other stuff, and we just have this guy here, Nick Davies from GW, or previously from GW, said, what have I told you? There was a point the game designers at that time were playtesting 40K armies against Warhammer. I'm assuming they mean Warhammer fantasy armies.
There was a time. There was a time where you didn't have to say fantasy. It was just Warhammer.
Yeah.
But that was like Anchorman levels of time ago. So we got to really clarify now.
Probably. It's further than that.
Perhaps predates it, in fact. Yes, I would say.
Oh, so yeah. What are you guys' thoughts about mixing of the genres? I know, Val, you and Dickie did some streaming for GW.
I was going to bring that up. Actually, that was cool as hell. And everyone else, that was a terrible idea. But
what are you referring to? Because a lot of people might not have seen it.
Well, actually, even though we've poked fun at good old Mikey B, Mike Brandt was like, oh, at the World Championship, there's a, I don't know if there were, I guess, once the first round was over, there were some spare players in both the AOS and the 40K. And he said, why don't we have them play each other? That's the story. So they played AOS versus 40K on the US Open finals in the first year of the US Open. But not in the top table finals, but like it was like filler content. I thought it was kind of cool. In those days, it kind of worked. Like the AOS and 40K were close enough. What did they play, Dickie? It was the Giants, the big guys versus. It was Knights on. Was it Knights on Knights?
It was Knights on
Giants?
Yeah, Knights on Giants.
Oh, that would be cool. I could see that being fun.
Pretty sure the Giants all got shot to death immediately.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
The Gargants got beat up.
Yeah. One would think your average 40K player would be like, I'm going to deploy everything along this back line and then let you slowly walk towards me. Danny, was crossing over 40K in fantasy anything you tried in your younger days?
Yeah, totally. Like second edition 40K and fifth edition fantasy stuff. Totally.
Yeah, that would have worked. Yeah.
Yeah, it was totally fine. That's actually the first game of Warhammer I ever played had both fantasy models and 40K models. And we were just, you know, when I was like 12.
It is funny, like the, like just playing and not caring. It's like, we did that as children, but we were children, you know, let's take that as you may.
Now we're men, children.
So deep.
Basically, I'm calling those people children.
Yeah. How would that work in your eyes nowadays? Modern 40K versus modern Warhammer fantasy battles.
Are we talking old world? Or are we talking,
old world?
Old world.
Well, there's more damage now, but not that much damage.
Those characters at like two wounds. Are going to be really hurting for certain against those 40K multiple wound armies.
But
I love that.
There are multiple models with three saves and four saves. Also, you have reroll. So yeah.
Also, the fantasy models are like really fast. like comparatively to 40K stuff for charging, like if you have a fast guy on like a Dragon, like he can charge 20 inches, like no freaking problem. Mm. I don't know.
So if you were to take the top army in 40K right now and put that up against the top army in fantasy right now in a weird amalgamated quote unquote fun rule set,
yeah, who wins? The 40K army, John.
Yeah, 40K. They just have too many wounds and too many attacks.
All their guns have AP and they're like strength 5 and 4 and stuff. They'll just damage rip apart
2.
Yeah.
Well, one thing 40K doesn't have that every other game system has is the coolest miniatures. Because I do think, although 40K does get some cool stuff, every other game system seems to get cooler miniatures, including special edition ones. When this guy was announced this week.
Yeah.
Buddy, how you doing?
Brand new white dwarf.
Brown Brindle. He must have rules for Old World.
Yes.
So.
He doesn't.
But oh. Beautiful new model.
Why'd you crush me like that?
Because I'm so cold.
Because you can't.
Well, slowly dying of like 37 diseases down there. He's going to
take me with him.
But he's going to hang on to make sure we're all as miserable as him. Yeah. Danny, they canceled Old World. I heard it here first.
He is gorgeous.
But beautiful miniature, yeah. And just the background as well is fantastic. What I was going to ask here is, when I scroll down to the right thing here, what are your guys' thoughts on commemorative miniatures like this? This is now the fourth or fifth version of Grumbrindle. We have kind of Christmas miniatures. We have anniversary miniatures.
There's got to be a lot more than 5 Grumbrindles.
A lot of ones that they can't necessarily be used in game. But what are your thoughts about these guys?
I think it's cool. I think they're awesome. I think really what I want to shout out here is that's got to be one of their nicest paint jobs.
It's phenomenal.
Like that is really, 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 really good.
The axe looks so good.
Like it's like, I know like obviously the, whatever the fucking, the guys who are good at painting at Games Workshop are called. I know they're good, but like rarely do I ever see them and think like that.
They don't have names. They're just.
Oh, but the shop, the heavy metal team.
Yeah, do they call them heavy metal anymore?
I think so. Regardless, like that looks like it could be a Golden Demon entry, and I don't normally like think that when I see a heavy metal mini. Like it's got like
they chose a really great angle for it. It's a fantastic paint job. The background they used is different than anything else I've really seen for these kind of preview pictures. It's very strange for GW to have a really good photo of a really good mini. Of a really good model. Usually it's 2 out of 3. You don't get all 3.
I bet you any money they actually sent this out to a painter to paint it rather than let their studio painters do it.
That's usually, from what I understand, an SDS thing. That's why like Blood Bowl minis look so stylistically different, is because they're usually outsourced to like Spain and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy would look so good instead of that Dwarf Lord on Shield Bears. Like if you just replaced shit, them,
yeah.
He would look really cool.
Put him on the Shield Bearers?
Yeah, he would look way cooler on the Shield than the current Lord does.
Even Belagor looks great up there.
On the Dwarven Shield?
Yeah, you put Belagor on Shield Bearers, he looks great.
He does one little toe.
Fantastic.
Am I saying this wrong? Belagor? Isn't that his name?
Belagor. Yeah, so it's the dwarf character, not the demon prince of...
Belagor. Belagor.
Just imagine this ballet pose of his toes together.
Although Belagor on Shield Bear is also funny. I like that.
I'm like, okay.
But Dickie, are we going to have a countdown on screen for like countdown to Valplosion? fantastic. But yeah, beautiful miniature, great paint job, great photo, very strange to see. So I wanted to kind of pull that up for a little bit of positivity here. This weekend, it was the 20th of April, which means something for some reason to some people. So Danny, what are we looking at here?
John, this is another meme.
Really?
It's a picture of an old man sleeping and with the subtitle Malkador. So assuming this guy is Malkador. Shit, it's 420. That means he has
Hitler's birthday.
Well, And it goes down to the emperor, and he is purple now with a lot of ganja. And he says, call me the emperor.
I like this one.
Yeah. How different is the Horus Heresy if instead of the emperor, it was the emperor in charge of the Imperium?
You know, John, I think things would be a little bit more chill there.
Yeah.
Interstellar travel might be a little, you know, less accurate, I think.
Also, like,
they jump to the warp and they just come out exactly the same place, but 2 years later. Like, oh.
Also, like, that'd be a bad trip, man. Like, you would not want to be all paranoid and shit going into the fucking, into the ether.
Into the warp? No.
Into that warp. No, man. There's demons.
Which characters in the Warhammer 40,000 universe are most likely to be heavy marijuana users?
Are there drugs in the 41st millennium? Like,
Dark Eldar use a lot of drugs.
That's true. Yeah. But in a fun way, does anyone recreationally use drugs? Yeah.
The assassin can use them, but I don't know in a fun
way. Oh, yeah. The Eversor. Yeah, he takes a lot of drugs.
Can you imagine him mellowed out?
Arcoflagellants. They do a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
Now I'm just picturing an Eversor assassin kicked out of his pod to do his mission.
Super high on weed.
And just someone gave him against a rock, counting his fingers.
Someone gave him edibles instead of fucking kill everybody drugs.
Yeah.
There's just one servitor who's just really freaking angry back home for some reason, but I don't get it. I gave him the weed.
Servitors definitely get a CBD injection. They must, right?
Yeah, have to.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of the Emperor. I hope this meme has some staying power.
Now we got a Photoshop like Golden Throne with just like a little roach sitting on it, like almost burned out, almost gone.
But it's actually the Emperor.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah,
but he's the roach.
Moving on, because we're adults. This person,
somebody smoked the Emperor.
I was there. I was there the day they rolled the Emperor.
Should I just quit smoking this shit last week?
Horace started it because he was skipped in the circle, and that really rubbed him the wrong way. So he went to war. This guy here, he says, I really want to run a Land Raider both for my Chaos Space Marines and Black Templars, but I don't want to buy two kits of the same thing. So he had a fucking fantastic idea, and he painted a Land Raider to look like a taxi with an Uber logo.
I don't understand. I don't get this.
Do you want to explain this?
Please explain it, Jeff.
In the United States, when people want to travel from one place to another and they don't have their own motor vehicle.
Yeah.
You can rent a motor vehicle through either a taxi service or, and I don't know if you guys have this in Canada, but it's a company called Uber. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. It's a reference to Nietzsche.
Sure. Anyway, so
is there any significance here to it being a taxi and an Uber at the same time?
I think that was a stylistic choice.
What?
Like, aren't all Ubers taxis?
No, that's the whole point. They're contract employees. They're not taxi cabs. They're not licensed.
They're an Uber. They're a taxi.
No, Ubers aren't taxis, man. That's the whole fucking point of this. That's why they don't have to fucking pay all the money to the governments and stuff. It's because they're a bunch of fucking pirates.
I understand because they're independent contractors. But what I'm saying is because like.
Before you guys keep going, I just want to say thanks for approving Adam Camilleri, right? That this is not comedy. This is just a legal discussion of what an Uber is.
So the joke here, though, is that anybody can ride in an Uber as long as they're not rude. So both the Chaos Space Marines and the Black Templars can use
it. On the contrary, I mean, anyone riding a taxi, I mean, they're bound by laws to pick up anybody. But an Uber, you can refuse. You have to have a cell phone.
But this Uber is accepting of all those things. The problem with this...
Like, would a Chaos Space Marine have a cell phone?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's the 20th.
This is a Land Raider Redeemer, though, and Chaos Space Marines can't have those. So I don't really understand what this person is.
But what if the custodian trying to get into this has a vagina?
Valid. It's just, it ruins
there's everything. The comedy. Gonna say, you're using this Land Raider. You're either your Chaos Space Marine, your Black Templar. Please leave a review for this Uber driver.
5 stars.
5 stars only.
5 stars only. Got
some bottled water under the seat for you.
It's always about the water under the seat. Oh, this is a fun one. This is someone sent this to me here. I think this was Josh. Wow, what a buddy. This is an excerpt from a book where it says, Asmodai didn't need to hear the word. It was uttered born to his horrified mother and chased him. Blah, blah, blah. But then moves on. It's just like, the word. The apostle was going to say the word. Guys, what is the word?
I want to say bird, but I don't think that's right.
Yeah, I don't think it's the bird.
I know what it is because I read this book.
Thank you for not just answering like right after.
Well, I'm just hung up on what, I don't know what caprine is. A warbling caprine bleat.
Is that not like porcine? Like, is that like, I thought it was pig-like. Is that what that means?
Wouldn't that be porcine?
I don't know. Or maybe it's goat-like.
Green.
Like Capricorn?
I was going to call out in chat real quick here. The guy called Matt the Beast seeing, we need Mistress of Battle and Sirs of Silence. And I'm so glad someone is finally coming out and demanding the appropriate male representation for Warhammer 40,000.
I would get behind Mistress of Battle.
Well, it's like
100%. I've never heard that before. I'm obviously that's something that has existed before. This person probably didn't think of it, but it's like that's funny to me. Mistress of Battle.
The little art has them in gentlemanly top hats, and for that reason alone, I'm behind them. But mainly because I want an STL of a person with a top hat.
Yeah.
Primarily for my Necrons. If someone wants to point me the way of a Necron STL in a top hat. Really going to make my Hexmark Destroyer pop. Moving on before...
an STL of a top hat and put it on him.
Look, do I look like I'm a miniature modeler to you? I'm just going to assemble stuff as it's given.
Nice.
Do I look like I've ever converted anything? In my life? No.
No. Refuse. I have not converted entire armies. this is a good one here. Hey. Little James Workshop himself. Steve Conlon coming in with, now that all the custodian tantrums are done with and everyone's completely over it.
Castidas.
Yeah, that's even better. Holy shit, that's great. That's why you guys paid the big bucks. let's get back to talking about the real controversy. In 1998, they split their beloved undead faction into vampire counts and tomb kings. They did it on purpose to specifically hurt me. Danny, how do you feel about that event?
You know what? Honestly, he's got a good point. Here. He's got a very good point. You know, people are still upset about this. This happened a long time ago. I had this White Dwarf when they released the Vampire Counts book, and then they also had the separate Tomb Kings like army list that was in White Dwarf. I was very excited that I didn't have to buy an army book to get a whole army list. I thought that was the best thing in the world.
Psych.
Yeah. Just kidding. but you know, people used to be able to take liches with their undead or mummies. There was a unit of mummies you could take with in the undead army.
Yeah.
Did this split hurt much as he says it did when you realize what was happening? We're just getting a free army book.
You know, John, it was in the time before the internet was vastly popular. And so, or I wasn't involved in the mailing lists or listservs or whatever people were using in 98, maybe some kind of a forum. To talk about such things. So
I'm not quite
sure what the outcry was.
No, perfect. Apart from the destruction of the old world and the retiring of Warhammer, what is the worst thing Games Workshop has done to each of you? And I had to be very specific because I knew as soon as I said that, the first thing would come up would be Fantasy Battles going away. But aside from that,
well, it predates me, so I'll just say letting 9th edition fucking go for the first year and a half that it existed. That sucked. Made me hate 40K and everything to do with it.
That's fair. We welcome that insight every week here.
I got a good one.
It was a betrayal.
Yeah. Dickie, what you got?
What's up?
So GW hurt me because in New Orleans at the GW event, they all went to dinner and left Val and myself to put together random metal structures to block the viewing of other people. That was so dumb. It's the worst. It was the worst. They just walked away. I don't know what they were doing. They were like, yeah, go grab some of those metal things. No idea.
In their defense, they'd probably already worked 12 hours a day and four of that was unpaid. So whatever.
Yeah. Don't log those hours accurately.
I mean, we were making at least $2 to $3 an hour. So
wait, we made money.
Val just forgot to cash you out your $2.
Val kept those fat tips to himself.
No, we had to give those to the talent, clearly.
This guy has been on my slideshow for a while, so I'm really happy I have backups for slow weeks like this. This one is a very mature response where it says, so Amazon ruined Halo, Lord of the Rings, The Wheel of Time, and The Witcher. What makes you think this will be any better? And then a picture of a CG or AI generated picture of Henry Cavill and what looks like just regular medieval armor.
Apparently the Fallout show is good.
My question for you guys is, how hard did Amazon have to work to ruin Halo and The Witcher, shows they were not involved with?
Pretty hard.
I see what you mean there. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Though this does bring up the question about adaptations of kind of nerdy kind of fandom properties in general. And as you correctly just pointed out, Val, no spoilers because Dickie's episode 2, Danny, I think, is episode 6.
I haven't started yet, but it's on my list.
Fallout show has been phenomenal and has been handled very well. They made some lore changes.
Also the Heroes one, the fucking really gory one.
Yeah. But it's been very well received and kind of respectful. Do you think that this show coming out and the way it's been received has kind of helped the fan base not freak the fuck out about the fact that people are going to be making a show about 40K in 5 years?
No, because these people are losers.
We start every tournament telling them that. We've been trying to reiterate this point for years.
as the Sobchak once said, don't be afraid, Donnie. These men are cowards.
Mm-hmm. And we'll say, I have argued far too much about the Halo show and as today as it is, because I don't generally give up on things when I should. I enjoyed season 2. I'm sorry. It's okay to like things, though. That's kind of how it is. But again, the show is minimum 5 years away still. So,
Honest question. When do you guys watch shows? Because everyone seems to watch shows, and it's not like I've got things going on, but not any particularly more than anyone else that I feel like. I just don't watch shows, and I don't know when I would watch them. Maybe it's because tired
after dinner. My wife and son split away. I go work on schoolwork up until 7:30, so about an hour and a half, and then I go hang out and play with my family until my son goes to bed at 8:30 when we're done putting him to bed. I go downstairs, do like another hour of schoolwork, and then 9:30 to 10:30, I watch a show.
Okay. Like an hour a night.
Yeah.
All right.
But in a week, that'll get you through a whole season.
It's a good bite.
It sure will. It's all about scheduling. Horrible, repetitious scheduling. And also, I get a point where my brain explodes from school and I just don't want to think anymore. So,
do you watch with your significant other?
Some stuff. I have no interest in watching the 80,000 hours of weird reality Love Island shows that are on Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah.
And she has no interest in watching the weird comedies and shitty movies that I watch. So, you know, together apart.
My sweet wife's a murder show type. She loves the murder shows.
Yeah.
I watch those with my wife. Usually.
That's but Danny only watches them with his wife so he can see the signs before it happens.
Did you eat dinner before coming onto the show tonight? I'm just asking for...
Yeah, what did you have tonight, Val?
Were you boys?
I think. I drank some chocolate milk.
What color was the chocolate milk?
I don't know. This, I guess.
Orange.
Bro, chocolatey? It looks similar.
Yeah.
That is color chocolate.
Sherman asking, is that why the show is at this time? It pretty much worked around my schedule for the last couple of years. So yeah, that's exactly why it's at that time. And it's late enough for me to participate, but not so late that Dickie and Val on the East Coast will die by doing it.
Well, originally it was more the earliest we could do it with you guys being in Alaska.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because even still, really, I mean, it's still what, 6 o'clock? We start for you guys.
Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, it's still pretty fucking early.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing the show.
Well, I started 7, but like, yeah.
But now you do. But when you're back, you'll be back.
Start 6. Yeah.
Who even knows? And then you know, if I move, then we'll just change it to fit me and screw Danny and his law career.
Uh huh.
He's gonna ask for a dismissal quickly so that he can go and. Or just little space to all the show.
I have a 2-bit podcast. I must record it.
Fucking nice.
And then I think one of the last up here for sure. Yeah. Says, fuck the current drama. Tell us your personal headcanon idea for a story in Warhammer 40,000. My one. Just my personal little, like, because Danny and I were doing the Stillmania sort of thing where we're taking it back and having like a set army list for 3 months and kind lore behind it.
Custodian Vaginas had distracted us from the true meaning of the show, which is
Warhammer.
You guys making some armies that you'll regret immediately.
I'm so ready to regret this.
I'm so ready to be like, well, I played it once. If I don't play Warhammer for another 3 months, I'm technically passing the challenge. but no, it's all I picked all destroyer cult units for Necrons, kind of have like flayed ones and destroyer curse things. So I just have my ideas. My little tomb ship is just dead floating through space, and just people came aboard and woke it up like in like a little Event Horizon style horror movie, and then it just crashed into a planet. And then there's just a bunch of scarabs chasing after them, trying to fix them up and stop them from being so fucking stupid, but they don't listen because they're insane. That is my headcanon for mine. Danny?
Great. John, I'm going to play right off yours for my headcanon. This is amazing.
For the 4 different army lists you've sent me so far.
Well, hold on a minute. There's 2 concepts. I'm going to stick with Speed Freaks, I think. Yeah. So I'm going to play Speed Freaks Army. My canon is that even though John's ship is dead, it's still going faster than most orc ships can normally. So we were trying to race him. And we both crashed in the planet together, and that's why we're fighting.
That's fantastic.
There's no way that I'm going to let some dead doom world beat me in a race.
Fucking love that. By the way, please name your characters orcified versions of Fast and Furious characters.
Absolutely.
The only thing I have to contribute here is that I recently got my son like these like bedtime story starters. So it's like a deck of a big fat deck of cards, and it's just like 2 paragraphs of a story, and then you make up the rest of the story. So that might be a cool thing for like GW to do or something.
That'd be really good.
Yeah.
But no one would ever use. Then maybe they could put a random name generator on the back of it.
Hey, they're a model company.
I gotta buy it.
They're a model company.
Yeah. Not a name generating company.
Not a card company. Yeah.
All right, let's round this out and let Val go to die. Let's do some eBay prices.
Right. Nah, I'm good here. Oh God, back.
So happy I waited for the oh God before I hit the
button. I didn't hear no bell.
Dickie, you're killing it with the transitions today. By the way, just fantastic
stories. 0 button pushing, 10 out of 10. Love it.
Yeah. This is the kind of Dickie I like to see.
Yeah. Engaged. Yeah. It seems the more Val suffers, the better Dickie is.
I'm gaining his power somehow. It's so weird.
Oh. Are you the Dorian Gray of Val? Is that what is that what's happening? Are you the portrait, Dickie?
Yeah, maybe.
That's why we can't show him. Val's actually 300 years old. Oh, greetings, bargain lovers of YouTube. Get ready to test your powers of fiscal evaluation on The Price Is Redacted, where we challenge the breadth of your secondhand miniature knowledge. Today's mission.
And he beat me last week, right?
He did. Yeah. You need to accurately assess the sacred value of the sold items I found searching for Warhammer props.
Oh boy, this is going to be hard.
Based on the fact that I couldn't think of a good theme, and at some point this week, I think props were mentioned somewhere.
Okay.
I mean, we talked about a lot of tools.
That's the one. That's probably what it is. We're going to go for that.
Got
bonus point for Val. No, really. So anyway, our no first really,
it's bonus points.
So starting with Danny, no fancy transitions or disappearances or things because full disclosure, I made this about an hour and a half ago when I was like, shit, I didn't do this yet. But our first item covered by the impending doom that is the Canvas student notification of things that are due. Yep. Is a Warhammer 40K. I get this. Buddy, I cannot wait to delete that stupid app.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, God, it's going to be my rite of passage. Anyway, as Warhammer 40K Absolver prop with color. So, Danny, as last week's champion, how much did someone pay for a prop with color?
Is it painted? All it's right, I assume color. It looks painted.
I can only use the title, Danny. I apologize. With color.
I'm looking at the thumbnail. I know I'm not asking for special treatment. I'm going to guess $55.
Wow.
$55.
Okay. I'm going to
$65. $65. The right answer was in fact $75.
Nice. Got him. Oh, wow. That sound. What is that sound? That sound brought me back to something awful. I don't know what it is though.
Moving on.
It's good to know that the correct bell that the Dickie chose for his soundboard just triggers Val into a horrible memory.
What is that? That was a text notification sound from a dark time in my life, I think. I feel like that was the Windows. I feel like that's the Windows phone text notification. I had the HTC Pro.
Sounds like a noise from Bejeweled.
Something like that.
Dan M got it right on the money, $75. Right. Sherman was a little over for 82, and Joel's a cheap ass, and he said
36.
So Val, you were closest without going over. While going over, whatever, it works.
We don't do that. You ruined the game already before. Are we playing real rules now?
No, we're playing the game. Like
closest things. To. We're going closest to.
It's not Grim After Dark if we're not ruining perfectly good concepts.
We're doing closest
to not understand what's happening. So yeah. With this.
Got it.
So, Warhammer 40K inspired plasma pistol.
Yeah.
How much you paying for
that? That looks like it's got a glow effect on it.
Doesn't say anything, really.
Looks like someone did an airbrush over the power.
I don't know if it's an airbrush or if it's got an LED. I'm going to go on the assumption it's got an LED in it, $120.
Wow.
$120.
Wow. What a bid. I'm going to go with less than $120.
Danny goes for 119, I guess.
Yeah, 119.
Oh.
It didn't have LEDs in it. Didn't have any LEDs. 40. Morgan was
worth less than an auto pistol.
Fell, maybe it did have LEDs, and that's just the market for these things.
I don't know, man. The other one went for 65 and it was a fucking Nerf gun with some paint on it.
I'm telling you, it was painted.
The LEDs ruined it for people. They won.
Yeah,
maybe that is just a shitty spray effect. Just like it's a tiny thumbnail, man. I'm just doing my best.
That's not accurate to how plasma guns charge.
Yeah, internet. Why aren't you complaining about the accuracy of prop 40K weapons on eBay?
Right. Yeah.
In their defense, they're probably pretty accurate.
All right, Danny, we have not just any chainsword, but a heavy chainsword. Warhammer 40K cosplay prop 3D printed. I don't know if the heavy comes from the fact it's a copy of a heavy chainsword or if the chainsword itself is heavy.
It's like the one from Space Marine. I think this is going to be a bit of $69 for me, John.
Nice. Wow. Nice.
75
from Val. The right answer is 135.65.
Actually, if you had bid higher, I was going as high as 120 again. Because look, it's heavy. I mean, the quality's in the name. It's heavy.
Well, I see it's the weight, not necessarily the quality.
But I mean, printing is really about weight.
Fair.
Not a material and such.
Is it? 3D printing is more about weight than quality, Val. That's the comment that you would make.
Yeah, the weight. It's like literally the amount of material. Like that's literally like
how much it costs.
Just wait until play him at fantasy and he lines up just like bricks of resin.
Because it takes a long time?
Because yes, it takes a long time and there's more material required for it. So, like literal weight.
You gotta love these comments coming in, by the way. Yes. We have Val needs help, guys. Val needs medical attention.
Val sounds like he's fading fast.
Val is a shell of a man.
Yeah.
I got that sweaty, itchy butt thing going on right now, so let's keep going.
We're going.
Warhammer 40K Space Marine Power Sword Light Up Blade Cosplay Prop. Lights up. So you light know there's up. A light in there.
All right, now there are LEDs involved.
Yeah, okay, yep. For sure we've established that. This is probably going to go for more, I feel like.
We got multiple colors on the hilt. I'm on $120.
It seems to be your highest point that you're going to put a...
That's the most you will pay for a prop. That's the most you
would spend for anything. Yeah.
I should have gone higher. I'm going to...
$150.
Fuck. Yeah, no, that's better. Yeah,
that's the right answer.
I fucked up. Yeah.
Whoa.
$315.36. Yeah.
I know why that's stressing me out. That's like the next pick sound in the draft when you're playing fantasy fucking football. That's why I'm tripping out, because then I have a panic attack.
I don't know who I'm choosing.
It wasn't on purpose.
But. Does Randy Moss still play? I don't know football.
I wish Randy still plays. Straight cash, homie. All right, let's go.
So we're tied up at two apiece.
I'm so mad at myself for that last one. All right, Danny.
And Val is almost dead. Right. So if you do this, I think it'll...
You got one more in him.
And Val, right? If you win this, we're going to give you the cure to the poison that we gave you before the show started. Warhammer 40K Jetpack Prop Custom Fodder 7-inch 1/10 scale Chaos Space Marine app.
I'm going to say...
That was my reaction when I saw this, Val.
$30.
$30? Okay. How much is 7 inches worth to you?
Custom fodder, 7 inches, 1/10 scale. This is just slightly larger than a...
1/10 scale figurines are basically the same size as Barbies.
So this is for those fucking the joy toys.
Yeah,
for the butt plugs.
Bigger than joy toys. We're talking about 8 inches tall here.
Yeah,
bigger. I know how big that is.
Maybe you do. I don't know, man.
$15.
$15.
$15 from Val. And then Danny, what did you say?
$30.
The right answer was...
Oh, nice.
98 cents.
I didn't want to go so cheap. That's actually not that surprising if it's 3D printed.
It's also very... It's just very small.
Yeah, no, it's not that big, yeah.
It was 50% off as well.
It does the job it was supposed to do. It doesn't matter about the size of the
item. You're right.
And it was 5% extra off with the coupon, Dickie.
Yeah, nice.
Beautiful. Closest in chat, by the way, was downvoting people who put $10 down. Dan M, please buy my stuff on eBay. He put $55 down. And Sherman with $25. Pretty close.
Pretty impressive work, guys.
Yeah. Proud of you all. Guys, Val, you made it.
Did it, buddy.
A slightly truncated show. Shorter one this week by about 10.
Truncated.
Maybe for you.
John's uncut in full fury.
Wow.
I'm about to graduate, so you can
graduate with what, an English degree, right?
Yeah, I'm graduating in English.
Oh boy.
Oh no. This week I was telling you before we came on here, Danny, like I got like a letter from the college that was like, hey, you've been accepted into Masters of English.
Thank you.
Didn't apply. And my wife was like, you're gonna do it. I was like, so I could learn how to read poetry gooder? No, thank you. I'm good. But I'll just get the 45.
Is your university just like a subscription? Like, did you just, if you forget to cancel it, do you have to just keep doing it?
It just rolls over into a master's degree.
It's really hard to cancel it.
Yeah.
It's actually just an MLM.
It's actually really easy to cancel it. You just don't pay them and then they want nothing to do with you whatsoever. Man. Quality, what a show. Guys, I'm super hopeful that people stop just shitposting about Lady Custodes or Custoditas. The James Workshop so beautifully and eloquently put out there.
Custoditas.
That will make this show significantly better, that I don't have to try and coax Val through more people being shit on the internet.
Well, just shitty for more reasons than just weirdo sexism. Like, I like a more well-rounded fascist diaspora to rag on, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like these one note fascists. I want a more rainbow coalition of fascists.
Yeah. Multi-tiered.
Yeah. Show me some depth, guys. Can we complain about, I don't know, immigrants in 40K or something? Like, I mean, let's get better. Like, we can do sure what we can do.
Oh, hey, I have a couple of things we're gonna do here real quick. Just before Val goes here, while we have a couple minutes, we have some Patreon questions I've been ignoring for a while, and there's a couple of good ones.
Yeah.
So it says, now.
sorry, Val. You stuck with us a little longer. You thought you were out.
Just 5 minutes. Drag you back in. Yeah, you're like, I have a minute 18 to kill. We're cool. So it says, now that women are allowed to participate in the blood games, if it was opened up to a baseline human, how would Grim After Dark win the blood games?
First, I must understand what the blood games are.
So, Danny, do you want to explain what the blood games are?
It's like a training exercise that custodes do to try and assassinate the emperor. They can basically do anything when they're on the blood games, and then the other custodians have to try and stop them.
Yep.
Yep.
Quick question.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
If you were really good at it, you'd kill the emperor.
Yes.
And then everyone would be out of a job.
Yep.
But if you're not good at it, you get killed. So then you don't become a custodian.
No, you don't die. They take you down non-lethally. I don't know if they'd actually go and kill the emperor.
Well, in the new Custodes Codex, the lady custode that's mentioned in that story tries to win the blood games by putting like a planet-destroying missile into the throne room.
Into her hoo-ha.
Through her hoo-ha. That's how she smuggled it in.
It's actually a key part of the story.
That's why he couldn't get out of that. Couldn't get out of that plot. He just fucking backed himself into a corner. How could he possibly smuggle this bomb in there?
The secret ingredient.
He put it in the only place feminism. He could. Up his ass.
Your daddy carried this tactical newcomer. Oh, Dickie, how are you winning the blood games?
He's going to put a missile in his butt.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to put a missile in his butt. Maybe two. Maybe two missiles.
Maybe double it up.
Yeah.
Double.
Well, Danny, are you just going to go triple missile up the butt?
You know, John, I'm not going to speculate on the volume that my anal cavity can hold. So I don't know that I can hold more than a single rocket. Huh. Probably multiple rockets, though, I think is likely.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'm winning the blood games, though, John. I think I'm going to get caught real early because I'm not like, you know, the most stealthy person in the world. I think they would just see me and be like, dude, what are you doing?
I'm not here.
Hey, guys, email was wrong. My turn to do the blood games. Don't worry about it. I just got to go clean the
golden throne.
I just got to go wipe off the golden throne, polish the emperor's sword, you know, stuff like that.
Just put a fucking orange vest on and
Custodians are full service like that.
No one questions vest like Val said. So yeah, I'm just gonna put a vest on and be like, yeah, I'm here to work on the throne and be like, oh shit, okay, come on, just make it quick. We're in the middle of blood games here. And then Imperium dies.
Nice.
And that sign is that it's time for the show to end.
That's the sound of
because nothing makes stomach issues better than vaping consistently throughout the show.
Yeah, it's true. It was a questionable call.
Danny Val, plug your stuff and let's get out of here.
We just dropped a new episode of
Vampire Counts Up.
Yeah, we did the Vampire Counts review.
Is it out? Oh, is it out? Out?
Yeah, I think so. I think Adam dropped it while our show was going on.
Oh, Danny fuck is yeah.
Talking about old world charm. An old world baseball.
Oh man, is Adam here to yell at you? No, I don't.
Yeah, think. I said old world charm, didn't I?
Oh, you're just talking about what episode
you dropped. You just literally said we're dropping an episode.
Yeah,
I got you, buddy.
We did drop an episode. That's what I said.
You didn't say who dropped the episode.
Yeah, I said the old world charm. We just dropped an episode. I swear to God.
I also interrupted him mid thought.
Oh, fair. I didn't hear it, but also I'm not going to listen to this again. I wouldn't put myself through that. So.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important.
Awesome. Val, you got anything to plug this week apart from your various holes?
My butt. But also, I'm straight up going to listen to Old World Charmed almost immediately.
Curious imagine that.
Yes. Yeah. On the way to the hospital. Yeah. That'd be a good
idea. On my way to the old Golden Throne.
Then after 7 to 10 days, you'll be seen by a trained professional.
What? 8 hours, maybe.
Oh, ER. Got it. Yeah.
Well, hey. Anyway, thank you, everyone, including Val, for joining us here on Grim After Dark. You can find all of our socials and way to support us at grimafterdark.com. We will be back next Tuesday, live at 10 p.m. Eastern. And if you enjoyed yourself, check out our back catalog on YouTube. From everyone here at Grim After Dark, we'll see you next Tuesday. Biatch.
It's time to step into the grim darkness where nerds gather talking Warhammer madness. Grim After Dark, the podcast with the hosts John, Danny, and Val, but they're not the most. Claiming to be experts, but it's all a facade. Talking about battles and dice rolls, they're all odd. Trying to sound cool with their Warhammer talk, but I'm here to expose. It's all just squawk. Nerds, nerds, everywhere I see talking Warhammer this, like it's a decree. But let me tell you, homie, it is all just a game. In the real world, homie, we are not the same. So put down the dice, step out of the dark. It's time to live life, nerd, make your own mark. Grim After Dark, the nerd's playground. Talking Warhammer this, acting all profound. But when I listen, it's all just a bunch of noise. I love roasting nerds and their stupid ass toys. Stupid ass toys, I wanna grab them. Put my hands around the neck, squeeze, squeeze, Warhammer squeeze, until they can't breathe or breathe again. Tell a friend to tell a friend, I'm out here roasting nerds again.